Today's memory verse is from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. There are certain key verses in the Bible that many of us tend to gloss over because we don't fully grasp their significance, or perhaps choose not to. So many Christians today suffer with serious illness and disease, and the absolute tragedy is that these conditions are both entirely preventable and definitely curable by simply following what the Bible tells us. The problem is that these methods seem too simple to be effective, but they are biblical. Genesis 1:29 tells us to eat every herb-bearing seed and the fruits of the trees. Genesis 2:9 tells us that God made the trees good for food. Daniel chapter 1 tells us how Daniel and his fellow captives, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, that is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ate a vegetarian diet instead of the rich, fatty foods offered to them in King Nebuchadnezzar's court, and their health proved to be far greater than all those who ate the king's diet. The simple fact of the matter is that most of us today eat meats, fats, refined flours and sugars, and bombard our bodies with an endless barrage of processed, packaged, and canned foods, not to mention fast foods. Is it any wonder so many of us are seriously ill today? Exodus 15:26 says that if we listen to what the Lord has told us, He will not allow diseases such as those that fell upon the Egyptians to affect us. Paul vehemently reminds us in 1 Corinthians 6:19, the verse before today's memory verse, that our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit and that they do not belong to us but to God. So we may want to think twice about how we care for them, as we are reminded in today's memory verse. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.